Many Republicans on the road to the White House have made an unlikely detour this year, walking door to door on the quiet streets of Manchester with the city's mayor, Ted Gatsis. It's a long-standing tradition. Presidential candidates hope to benefit from their associations with local New Hampshire politicians, and the local officials stand to gain, too. NHPR's Brady Carlson takes us to one Manchester neighborhood where Mayor Gatsis has been walking this two-way political street in his own bid for re-election.
Retail politics at its finest. That's how Ted Gatsis describes door-to-door campaigning in Manchester.
They know their politics in this city, and certainly they will greet you at the door. They'll be very, very kind to you, and they won't be rude. But this is all about meeting candidates and being able to ask tough questions when they see you.
Gatsis has run and won more than a dozen elections over the last 15 years, so he's had plenty of practice in shoe leather campaigning. On this day, he's walking through Manchester's North End, where the large, well-tended houses and quiet sidewalks are a long way from the typical bustle of the campaign trail. And he has company with him, GOP presidential hopeful and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina.
Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Shall we walk? You know your ward.
Gatsis has taken these strolls through the city with several other GOP candidates this year, including John Kasich, Chris Christie, and Bobby Jindal.
This is what I call in New Hampshire the you'll never walk alone period.
That's longtime New Hampshire GOP strategist Patrick Griffin. He says presidential hopefuls like Fiorina need to show they're in touch with local politics in early voting states. And in New Hampshire, few things fit the bill as well as a neighborhood canvass with a local mayor.
Campaigns have become nationalized. These debates have done that. By walking a ward, you wind up projecting an optic that says it's really important to run what really looks more like a local race than a national race.
National figures cozying up to local politicians is a bipartisan affair in primary season. Former Manchester Mayor Bob Baines, a Democrat, recalls an unexpected phone call he received when he first won the job the year before the 2000 presidential primary.
We had the victory party at the old Teamsters Hall on Maple Street, and Al Gore actually showed up at my victory party. So the sitting vice president all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I'm in town. I'm coming to Bob Baines' victory parties. To me, the importance of that is significantly overrated. However, the mindset of somebody running for president is if they can make contact with the mayor of the state's largest city, that's going to be to their political advantage.
For all the praise of retail politics, the reality of walking wards isn't glamorous. At the first two houses Gatsis and Fiorina visit, no one answers the door. At the third, the man who answers waves them away.
Appreciate you coming by, but I'm sorry, we have too many differing views.
Okay, well, have a great day.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, well, we're 0-3, Mayor. We got to get better here now.
It does get better. Several drivers see the mayor and honk. A number of residents pledge their support. And at one stop, the two candidates get the kind of response they were hoping for when they set out.
I have Carly Fiorina with me.
I'm running for president. You really want to meet me?
This voter's daughters haven't gotten their high school diplomas, which in Manchester are signed by the mayor. Gatsis says he'll take care of the issue. Then attention turns to Fiorina.
Say what?
What are you running for?
President.
You have to help this guy, too.
Oh, I am. Don't you worry.
The help Fiorina promises local politicians like Gatsis is the other side of this two-way political street. The mayor is seeking a fourth two-year term this fall, and despite his unbroken record of election victories, Democrats think he's vulnerable against their candidate, Alderwoman Joyce Craig. Strategist Patrick Griffin says hosting presidential hopefuls provides a candidate for mayor extra media attention, as well as more tangible benefits in the run-up to Election Day.
There's mail. There's robocalling, where candidates' voices are sometimes used. There are events at which these candidates agree to show up as a special guest in an attempt to raise money for a local candidate.
But there can be downsides to these relationships, too. If a national figure is caught up in controversy, it can reflect badly on the local candidate. Gatsis recently returned a $5,000 donation from Donald Trump after Trump's controversial comments about Arizona U.S. Senator John McCain. Former Mayor Bob Baines adds that Manchester politics don't always line up squarely with what goes on nationally.
Manchester has nonpartisan elections. I've always felt if you're going to be elected mayor of Manchester, especially as a Democrat, you have to have Republicans and Democrats. So it's a little bit different flavor when all of a sudden you're a nonpartisan, quote unquote, mayor, that you're drawn into very partisan politics.
It's a balancing act for mayoral and presidential candidates. Having a national profile, but staying in touch with local residents. Getting close to each other, but not too close. Which means something as simple as door-to-door campaigning can sometimes be quite complicated. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.